WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnam and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Much of the state funding cut from A&M by the legislature 2 years ago is being restored. That was part of the budget message given by University President Bowen Lofton to the Faculty Senate earlier this month.
What happened in sort of net is, and this is approximate, is that we lost about $60 million of state appropriations for this biennium compared to last biennium. We've recovered about two-thirds of that.
Lofton says administrators are crunching numbers for next year's budget, including what might be possible in giving merit pay raises.
The CFO has provided the units with budgetary templates to begin working on the budgets for FY14. Those are in play right now, but the uncertainty at the moment is going to be the size of the merit pool that I may be able to support from central funds beginning this fall.
Lofton says A&M will receive more than $2 million in state money to help pay for nearly $10 million the university absorbs when veterans and dependents take advantage of benefits under the Hazelwood Act. The Brazos County District Attorney and his top deputy are headed halfway around the world.
County commissioners yesterday approved the request for a week-long trip in the Philippines. D.A. Jarvis Parsons says he and Brian Baker going overseas saves the cost of bringing 12 to 15 Filipino citizens here. It's all part of the upcoming capital murder trial of Gabriel Hall. The now 20-year-old's accused of killing a College Station man and the attempted murder of his wife during a burglary at the victim's home in October 2011. Parsons declined to provide further information about the trip to WTAW News because of the active case. Hall's defense lawyers filed paperwork in district court indicating Hall was born in the Philippines and claims he suffered poverty, abuse, and neglect during the first 6 years of his life. Defense lawyers also say both of Hall's parents and at least one of his siblings have criminal records. Hall also spent 5 years in a Filipino orphanage, and his lawyers say they have had trouble finding out the identities and locations of his housemates who they want to question. The DA's trip request to commissioners does not identify who they'll be interviewing, other than they were sought by Hall's lawyers. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School Board has filled one of its two remaining openings for principal. An internal promotion was given at this week's meeting. The new principal at Davila Middle School is Shannon McGeehee. She's been with the district for 12 years, most recently at Rudder High School, as an associate principal. Yet to be filled is the principal slot at Sam Rayburn Middle School. The College Station City Council invites you to buy cemetery space before rates go up later this year. That was the closing thought following the council's recent vote on the future fee schedule for the Parks and Recreation Department, including the two city cemeteries. There was no action on James Benham's idea to discount cemetery space based on how many years you lived in College Station.
Keep the market rate where it is and discount for people who are lifelong citizens of College Station to be buried in College Station. But that's another thought is
you get 10% for off for every year you live here.
Maybe.
Hey, that's a good
idea. Maybe 10% or maybe 1% per year of residency in College Station. Some lifelong residents could get some benefit.
For all the
years they paid property tax and sales tax in the city of College Station.
Sorry. The 10% increase, which begins October 1st, is the latest move to make cemetery fees cover operational costs. The Department of Public Safety and AgriLife Extension are doing a joint campaign to reduce summertime drunk driving. AgriLife's Cindy Kovar says PASS is an acronym that stands for Person Appointed to Stay Sober.
That's not the person that's had the least amount of alcohol. A lot of people think that the designated driver is the one that's drank the less, but it's really the person that's drank zero.
Kovar says summertime alcohol consumption results in the largest number of crashes that cause fatalities and injuries. The Travis County District Attorney says she remains legally responsible for investigating state ethics violations despite the governor's veto of funding for the Public Integrity Unit based in her office. Rosemary Lemberg told Travis County Judge Sam Bisco it would take a change in the state constitution.
Where we stand today, though, is that without some extraordinary effort, state funding has disappeared.
That's my understanding of the situation.
It was the first time Lemberg responded publicly since the governor cut $3.5 million in annual funding. Perry said the public had lost confidence in Lemberg after she refused to resign following a drunk driving conviction, and the only way he could retaliate was to cut the unit's funding. And the Texas Senate has given preliminary approval to diverting nearly $1 billion a year from the state's reserve fund to help ease the state's road building and maintenance crisis under the crush of a rapidly expanding population. The constitutional amendment still needs a final vote to send it to the House with 1 week left in the special session. If passed by the legislature, the amendment would go before voters statewide in November. WTAW News Time is 7:13. It's 76 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Washington County Tractor New Holland have 0% financing for up to 72 months available for qualified buyers or great cash discounts. These offers include most New Holland tractors as well as hay equipment. There are also multiple rebates available that make this the time to buy. Our WC Tractor locations in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy are fully stocked and ready to get you going. Stop by one of our WC Tractor locations to see for yourself. Check it out on the web at WCTractor.com.
Washington County Tractor. People and products to you can trust.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
A courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
What do you get when you add thousands of energy-saving LEDs, CFLs, halogens, and other light bulbs to the wide selection of batteries for cars, laptops, cell phones, and other devices at a Batteries Plus? Well, for one thing, you get a new name. Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:15. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
We have a few scattered showers way off to our east this morning, but that's where they're going to stay. I think we're going to be partly sunny with a high around 95 today. May see an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy conditions overnight, 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Highs will be up near 95 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows near 75. Friday's going to be partly to mostly sunny with highs of 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. LeBron James went off for a triple-double last night in the NBA Finals. We've also got information about a new coach in Navasota and the Brazos Valley Bombers. We're playing baseball. We'll get you caught up in sports, and we'll do it for you at 7:50.
You know, yes.
Coach Fedora is gone, or is this a different kind of coach?
No. He's an assistant coach. Don't panic.
Okay.
Everything's fine. There, okay. Now, no, he's still there. It's an assistant coach, right? Now, there's nothing worse than people who have traditions and other people don't understand them. Texas A&M has a lot of traditions.
Yes.
Well, it's now come under attack from a very strange place.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that in
what?
A minute. It'll be fine.
It is going to frost some shorts.
Yeah. In the meantime, I went to eat a Miko Nave for my mom's birthday on Saturday night and had a great time.
Did you bring mom or did you just go there for her birthday?
No.
Did you try the port?
You know, that's an excellent thought. I never thought about that. Hey, listen, it was your birthday, so I went and celebrated it. Mary's here this morning from Miko Nave. How are you this morning?
I am fabulous.
I appreciate you for being a morning person, but you are a morning person, aren't you?
I am, but as you can tell, I'm on my way to the gym. That's my morning.
Now, how do you do that? Because food service generally ends up being a late type thing, and I know you do. You like to do the workout thing on a regular basis.
I am. I'm ADD, so I have a ton of energy, so I have to kind of burn it off. I'm like a puppy.
No shame. Wear me out. Just no shame.
Yeah, it's okay. It's an all right thing. But yeah, I was there on Saturday night, and the place was was rocking, and I'm going, well, where are y'all?
I know. Well, it was our anniversary, so we were actually in the Big Easy.
Oh, okay.
A little celebration in New Orleans. Yeah. Extremely fun town. Yeah. It's awesome. My liver can't handle it, though, so I had to come home.
But anyway, that was dinner. But, you know, one of the things that people need to know is that you're taking reservations at Amico Navi for lunch now.
We are. It's just such an easy way for us to have your party ready and your table ready. And even if it's just, you know, two or four people, but especially if it's six or more and we have to put multiple tables together, we can really get you seated quickly, get you taken care of. We have a dedicated waiter for you, and we're just ready for you to be there and excited.
That's it. So you can, can you make reservations online or give a call either way?
Absolutely,
okay.
Both.
Okay, what's the phone number?
It is 979-703-1953.
Mm-hmm. Okay, of course, there's still, and the other thing on Saturday night, the back room was packed too because you have a private room back there that people can use.
We do. It's such a nice, flexible space. Eventually, it'll be overflow seating for our regular dining room, but we do take private parties back there. It seats up to 40 comfortably. After 40, you have to really like the people that you're with, which is cool too.
Yeah.
But
you can do audio visual presentations back there too.
And you have control of everything back there. You have your own AC. You have your own music channels that you can dial down or dial up. We also have import cords, so you can stick your iPad back there and have your own tunes, your own jams, your own presentation. Mm-hmm. We've got a screen. You can kind of make it your space.
Right. And you have something else which is kind of new and different to Brian, and that is a bar that is open kind of from lunch until, so if you want to have meetings there, you could do that.
Yes, and it's such a beautiful bar. We call it the bar at Amico Navi. Uh-huh. It is my favorite place. After I'm done working, that's where you'll find me, just camped out there. It's pretty. It's wonderful. We really have worked on creating high-end, excellent cocktails. So we use fresh ingredients. We use fresh lime juice. My bartenders literally squeeze lemons and limes for hours upon hours every day. And they're so gregarious about it. They never complain. We have stuffed olives that we make in-house with like pesto and gouda and all kinds of fun stuff in them. So it's really an experience. And we'd love for everybody to come in and try that because I think it's something different and unique. And it's just a cool place to hang out. You just feel very comfortable.
That's it. Well, it's easy to know where it is. It's right across from the shipwreck.
It yes.
And those
sure
people
is.
Are okay, too. Those people who run the shipwreck are okay, too.
Kind of. I agree with you, Kevin. Yeah. So. But Amico Navi literally means friend of the ship.
Okay.
So
lunch reservations and a room back there to use. And, of course, dinner is available, too, with the reservations. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. All right, 7:21. All right, so traditions at A&M. I mean, it's a big deal. It's something that A&M is very proud of.
Certainly.
And so why not tie in the whole idea of collectibles and schools, okay?
Well, now, I think that's a no-brainer.
Makes sense. You can do that. The people who make Barbie.
Yeah.
Barbie.
Yeah.
Have decided that they want to do a cheerleading group.
Oh.
Yeah, and so they did Oklahoma. Tennessee.
But so is Ken going to be
Kentucky
for A&M?
Yes.
Yep.
If you go to the website, it says Rally Round Aggies. The Ken Dial joins the Texas A&M Cheer Squad.
Oh. Well, all they have to do is change the words. I think it shows
it gets
ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I mean, I thought first you're going to complain that it was an actual Barbie, but Ken, at least they're trying.
Go ahead, Kevin. Let's read. Go ahead. Read the rest of the description.
The white jumpsuit with red
athletic
shoes.
Red athletic shoes.
His arms do articulate,
well,
though.
Maybe it's
which
difficult
is good.
To make maroon plastic. Well, I don't know.
But if that's the color, that's the color. Believe me.
They're not red, though. On the picture, they're maroon.
Yes. Believe me. You take Tennessee orange and you give it to somebody in Austin, they're not going to be happy.
No.
And vice versa.
Yes.
So red would be like Oklahoma, okay? Red would be Nebraska. Red is not Texas A&M. Go ahead.
Into the ad, it does say rough, tough, real stuff, Texas A&M.
Well, it's, yeah. It's a jumpsuit and red athletic shoes with articulated arms ready to basket toss or build a pyramid, which is, of course, what we always see the Aggie Yell Leaders do.
Yes.
Don't you think that probably they just wrote the script up and used the same script on every box?
Okay, let me see. They're doing six dolls. My thought would be,
hang on, I'm pulling up Miss Louisiana now.
Why would you do something that would annoy and aggravate 20% of your audience?
Well, It has the doll already been, like, is it on the market already?
No.
Well, can someone write them a letter?
It's not a template.
No.
Go Tigers with pom-poms and uniform Barbie, blah, 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 blah. Dip purple, go. Give it all you got. Nothing in there about basket tosses or anything else.
Because after all, I know that this year they are going to look to do that.
Surely they talked to someone at A&M in order to get the other cultural identifiers.
What they did is they got, A&M gets their percentage, I'm sure, from the licensing. But anyway, that's your...
I'm sure that, hey, guess what? I didn't even hear Baylor in the list at all.
No, they're not.
So if you're going to whine, I mean, hey, at least you're being chosen, right?
Fair enough. Now, let me see. So in other words, what they're doing is they're only doing schools that are significant enough to have this. Is that it?
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click myaggieroofer.com and remember to vote Aggie owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for best roofer in the Brazos Valley at bestofthebrazos.com. That's Lone Star Roof Systems.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us the keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 95 or better today. Look for that. Actually, the next 4 or 5 days, we're going to have that. About 74 for our low temperature. Maybe a pop-up shower. That's just to try to make you feel good. I don't know that's going to happen at all. Right now we have 75 out there.
Allen Honda celebrating customer appreciation days. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CRV, Cross Tour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CRV if you are a current owner of an 03 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. Visit Allen Honda for details. Now's the best time to buy during the customer appreciation days at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
There's a new study on the number one crisis facing our country, our families, and our education system. It's bullying. But not the kind of bullying you've heard about before. No, the national crisis is bullying within families. A study shows that children and teenagers who suffer bullying from their siblings have significantly more mental health issues. Corinna Jenkins-Tucker, the Associate Professor of Family Studies, University of New Hampshire, is the lead author. She warns, and listen very carefully, that even kids who reported just one instance of being bullied had more mental distress. That's right, one act of bullying by a brother or sister scars the victim child for life. Ms. Jenkins-Tucker says the study shows that sibling aggression is not benign for children and adolescents, regardless of severity or frequency. So even if the bullying is lighthearted teasing, it mentally damages the victim child. Doesn't matter if you bully your brother or sister every day or just once, you're guilty of causing them to go nuts. Now, researchers examined 3,600 kids from a month old to age 17. The kids are reported being the most victimized were between 1 month and 9 years old. I don't know how the one-month-old told researchers that they were being bullied or how they told researchers of their mental trauma. The important thing is that they did. And now we know how awful life is in American families. Kids bullying siblings. We have to act now to save the children from the children. And we don't have any time to waste on this.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30 at 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An internal promotion fills a principal's position in the Bryan School District. At this week's school board meeting, Shannon McGee was named the new principal at Davila Middle School. She moves from an associate principal's position at Rudder High School. McGee has been a teacher and administrator in Bryan ISD for 12 years. The selection process continues for the district's last principal vacancy at Sam Rayburn Middle School. After October 1st, it will cost 10% more for cemetery space in College Station. That's part of the Parks and Recreation Department fee schedule approved recently by the City Council. The city's finance director, Jeff Kirsten, educated three new council members recently that the opening of the new Memorial Cemetery and Aggie Field took place at the same time as the last economic recession.
We were starting to really get into to try to get some of those sales is when we saw some of the downturn nationally in the economy, where we felt that we probably lost some of those as that happened right at the same time that we're trying to get the cemetery operation up and going. So we are trying to continue that effort to see those sales on the Aggie Field of Honor side. It has been slower than what we hoped it would be.
Kirsten says the increases aren't as much as originally considered in order to generate more sales. It's normal business for elected bodies to approve travel requests. Going to the other side of the world, though, might get your attention.
Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons and First Assistant Brian Baker are headed to the Philippines next month. The week-long visits to question witnesses sought by the lawyers representing a capital murder defendant. Gabriel Hall, a native Filipino, was 18 at the time. He's accused of burglarizing a College Station home, then killing one resident and severely injuring another. County commissioners approved Parsons' trip request yesterday. While the DA told WTAW News he couldn't talk about the trip because the case was still active, he wrote to commissioners that they're deposing witnesses requested by Hall's lawyers. Parsons also noted it saves the cost of bringing 12 to 15 Filipinos to Bryan for Hall's trial. According to court paperwork filed by defense lawyers, the first 6 years of Hall's life were spent in poverty, abuse, and neglect, with both of Hall's parents and at least one of his siblings having criminal records. After that, Hall spent 5 years in a Filipino orphanage, and his lawyers say they're having trouble identifying the other orphans who lived with Hall and where they're located now in order to question them. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
More state money is headed to A&M during the next 2 years, but President Bowen Lofton says lawmakers did not restore all the cuts made for the current biennium that comes to a close September 30th. One example Lofton gave to the Faculty Senate earlier this month is the Competitive Knowledge Fund.
That fund was cut for this biennium from $1 million per year for every $10 million of sponsored research we received down to $700,000. It's been restored to $900,000 for every $10 million, so we came back up again in that regard.
For the first time, A&M is receiving state money that will cover about one-fourth of the $10 million cost of educating veterans and their dependents under the Hazelwood Act.
In spite of a number of objections to it, the state did recognize this problem, and we're going to appropriate $2.4 million to help us offset some of the impact of that for this coming biennium.
Lofton says administrators are preparing next year's budget with the plan to give merit pay raises. Person appointed to stay sober, also known as PASS, is the theme of a safe driving campaign promoted by AgriLife Extension and the Department of Public Safety.
During the summer months, we have more fatalities and more crashes because people are out having a good time, going to the lakes, going to the ocean, you know, hanging out with friends at the barbecue, and they're drinking more, and ultimately they're having more crashes, more fatalities, more injuries.
AgriLife's Cindy Kovar says the message is to have a designated driver who consumes no alcohol during a summer outing. Teens who want to get bronzed will have to lie by the pool this summer. That's because a bill that bans minors from tanning salon beds has passed in the state legislature and has now become law. David Marwitz with the Texas Dermatological Society says it will save lives.
We think that it's a step in the right direction of preventing melanomas, which are some of the fastest growing cancers.
Texas now joins four other states which have banned minors from using tanning beds. Members of a Texas House panel say they feel conflicted about approving proposed new punishments for 17-year-olds who are convicted of capital murder with the mandatory possibility of parole after 40 years. State Representative Stephanie Carter of Dallas says she's really torn because they only have 8 days to pass legislation. The governor added the topic to the special session, which ends next week. Currently, a 17-year-old convicted of capital murder in Texas is sentenced to life in prison without parole, but the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that such a sentence is unconstitutional for minors. And nearly 4 years after the deadly Fort Hood shooting rampage, the Army psychiatrist charged in the case will finally go on trial after a judge refused his request for a three-month delay. Jury selection in Major Nadal Hassan's trial is set for July 9th and is expected to last 4 weeks. The judge said testimony will start August 6th at the earliest. The judge, Colonel Tara Osborne, says she understands the need for a speedy trial and realizes it's been delayed several times, but she added that the court's paramount concern is that the accused receives a fair trial. WTAW News time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. Malik prides themselves on being honest, upfront, and fair. Malik gives you all the options you need so that you can make an educated decision. Financing available, too.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at MalikService.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Everyone loves avocado season at Subway. Add creamy, refreshing avocado to any of your favorites or try it on the turkey and bacon avocado today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only in participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook, Inc.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We have a few scattered showers way off to our east this morning, but that's where they're going to stay. I think we're going to be partly sunny with a high around 95 today. May see an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy conditions overnight, 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Highs will be up near 95 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows near 75. Friday's going to be partly to mostly sunny with highs of 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Get them on a bus, and it arrives at the ramp over here. We get off the bus, we go on the court, and we play. That's how we get them ready.
That's the very well-spoken Greg Popovich, head coach for the San Antonio Spurs, after the loss last night in overtime. We'll get you caught up with the NBA. Also, more NHL news, and the Brazos Valley Bombers played last night. All that and more with sports. We'll cover it for you here in about 10 minutes.
All right, there you go, 7:38, and Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Speaking of that Spurs clip, I wish they'd learn how to shoot free throws.
Yeah, I tell you, they had that one won. They should be on the plane back with the trophy. We'll see what
happens. They sure should.
Let's talk, first of all, about National Security Agency. Where are we right now? I know that there have been some briefings. What basically can you tell us that we didn't know last week?
Well, not a great deal, because the briefings that have been given to us are classified, and so there's not a lot I could talk about, even though some of that information that they present is out in the public domain. Last week, we had a briefing, and the number of plots that had been thwarted was lower than the number that was reported in the hearing yesterday. Now, I'm going to another hearing today, and I'm hoping we can find a way to reconcile this, because I'll be quite frank with you, Scott. I don't trust anything that any of them are saying anymore, and I don't think the American people do either.
No, matter of fact, I think Senator Cruz said that on the floor of the Senate and got his own party mad at him. I think we're all getting to the point where trust is a rare commodity in the Beltway right now.
Well, it is, and it's a shame. I mean, it started with the IRS scandal from a few weeks ago, and it just seems like every time we turn around, Big Brother is watching us, and we can't find out exactly what Big Brother's trying to do.
At what point is it the responsibility of the legislative branch of the government to get this thing taken care of? I mean, really,
always.
When is it the Senate and the House's job to really move forward on this thing?
Well, I think it's always the time to do it. The problem we're having is, well, it's twofold. Number one is, what are they really doing? I mean, I'm not sure that we in Congress have the answer. Now, they all swear that they're giving us the whole truth and nothing but the truth, but there are just too many things that don't add up, and so you can't trust them in light of everything that's happened. Now, the second thing we've got to do is try to find a way to provide for the security of the country but still maintain our liberties and always put liberty over security. And that's where the rubber meets the road in trying to get this right, and I don't know that we've got an answer on that yet, but we're working on it.
John Kerry met with the House leadership yesterday, and again, a classified meeting, but what sense are you getting as far as the situation in Syria?
Well, we've got a real division in the Congress, and I'll tell you, we've got a division in our own ranks on the Republican side. The White House clearly wants to get more involved in Syria. The Congress, I think, we're struggling with this. I think that Syria is not in our national interest to be involved with, and so my vote would be no, but there are some people who think we should. And so I don't know that there's a clear consensus forming yet, but I would suspect in the next couple of weeks we'll have a consensus.
All right.
Now, what the president would do if he's smart is come talk to Congress about it and just saying what he's going to do unilaterally, because he doesn't have the constitutional authority to do that.
In Bill Flores' mind, where is that line? Is there some support? Is there no support at all? Where do we go too far as you're concerned with Syria?
Well, I think if we expose taxpayer assets or American lives, then it's too far. I mean, I think our strategic interest in the region is to protect Israel, and I'm not sure that we have much more than that.
All right, so now let's move back to here and immigration, and obviously this is a moving target still. One report says that the speaker met yesterday and said he wasn't going to move any immigration bill through the House unless he had the support of the Republicans. Is that how you see it?
Yes, I do. No, I believe the speaker when he said that. There has been a group, and I think there's really only three or four. They say there's 70 of them, but I think there's three or four people that have been trying to amend the House rules to formally adopt the Hastert rule, which says before you can bring something on the floor, you have to have a majority of the majority to support it. The speaker responded to that yesterday by saying, with respect to immigration, he does not intend to allow something to come to the floor unless it has the majority of the Republicans behind it. I believe him on this, and so I don't know that there's any need to try to do a formal rule change.
Well, of course, you know, there are a lot of Republicans in the House, but Dana Rohrabach says that she believes he's betraying the party and should be removed as Speaker.
I don't see how. I mean, I'm surprised that people say that. You know, John Boehner's a human, and he's not any more perfect than the rest of us, but I think a lot of the rocks that are thrown at him are just unfair, and I think they're cheap shots, and that statement was a cheap shot.
Obviously, the Senate's got to get their part of this thing done, whether or not it works, and I think from every conversation from day one that we have talked about, you've said that the security, the border security, is really the primary thing that has to be settled here.
That's correct, and even when we met with Marco Rubio 2 weeks ago, he said the same thing. He said, look, it's not a perfect bill, and it's not one that he thinks would pass in its current form on the Senate floor, and he thinks that we need to strengthen border security to make it better. We also need to deal with the E-Verify system to make it stronger and also do a better job on the entry-exit tracking than what we do today, and than what the Senate has in their bill today.
Bill Floor is joining us from D.C. I know it is a gigantic bill to talk about, but from the standpoint of your congressional district, what is in the farm bill that is of most interest to your constituents?
Well, I think most of our constituents, particularly those in the ag business, want to see a farm bill passed. Now, this bill, as it came out of committee, has some warts on it that we need to fix, and there are three of them. Number one is, we need to deal with the food stamp program to further tighten it up, because that program has doubled over the last 5 years. The second thing we need to do is it's got a dairy supply management provision that reminds me of something that the Soviet Union would have done when it was still in existence. And the third thing, there is a sugar price support program that is not needed in this kind of an environment. I think those things need to come to the floor. There's 103 amendments, including one from me. And I'm hopeful that the good ones of those amendments will get passed and that we can get this thing passed. If we don't, what we wind up with is an out-of-control food stamp program, and we fall back to the Pelosi farm bill from years ago. So I think it's important that this thing get passed, hopefully fixed, as it's on the floor.
Now, again, over 100 amendments. Kind of give us an overview of what your amendment is to that farm bill.
Well, as we've talked about in the past, the president signed an executive order a few years ago called Ocean and Marine Special Planning, which is basically zoning the oceans and the sources thereof, which means that theoretically the federal government can regulate what a farmer does on his or her land. And my amendment strips out the ability of the federal government to do that.
I want to kind of get away from politics for just a minute, because there was a somewhat controversial or newsworthy situation that took place in Joshua, and a young man had the valedictorian speech. Go ahead and tell us that story, if you would.
Sure. Remington Reimer is a young man, and as our listeners may know, Joshua used to be in District 17. He was in the National Junior ROTC. I presented an award to him last year that was one of the top junior ROTC persons in the country. And when he was giving his valedictory speech, he strayed from the language that the school had reviewed and pre-approved, and so they cut his microphone off. I have some problems with that. I think that he was perfectly within his First Amendment rights to talk about his faith, and that I think this school was inappropriate to try to censor him. This young man also applied for an appointment to the Naval Academy. I nominated him. He's been accepted, and I stand with this man. The principal of the school has said that he was going to try to ruin his chances to get a Naval Academy, and I'll be there going to the mat for him. Every time the principal does something, I'll try to do 10 things more to help this young man keep his appointment.
The principal's going to try that, really?
That's what he said. Now, I think he did that in a heat of emotions, and I think he's probably wishing he hadn't said it.
Yeah, well, there's some embarrassment to go around, I guess. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Good talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women. Of course, you saw we lost another Aggie last week in Afghanistan.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Great Texas gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for the last 2 years. Please remember to vote for us again this year. Find the link at txtraders.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Because a meeting ran over, Peter Bregman was a half hour late for dinner with his wife. And that was bad enough. But it's what he said to her when he got to the restaurant that really did him in. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. As soon as Peter arrived, he apologized and said he didn't mean to be late. His wife pointed out he was frequently late and always had an excuse. To that, Peter replied, "Well, I'm sorry. It was unavoidable." "See," she said, "another excuse." The rest of the evening didn't go much better. So why did things go so badly? After all, he said he was sorry, didn't he? Sure, but he made the mistake of only focusing on his intent rather than on how his actions affected his wife. We've all been guilty of minimizing our own guilt, of course, but there's an easy way to catch yourself in the act. If you make a mistake and the first words out of your mouth after you say, "I'm sorry," are some form of explanation, you're probably going down the wrong road. Your best bet is to stop right there. Don't justify yourself. Instead, tell your spouse you understand why they're frustrated and apologize for the difficulty you caused. The secret? Well, a little empathy can go a long way toward taking the heat out of a conflict. For more information on communicating effectively in marriage, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.5%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.5%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. LeBron James uncorked a triple-double with 32 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds as the Miami Heat beat the San Antonio Spurs 103-100 in OT to go to Game 7 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night.
Here's LeBron.
If we're going to go down tonight, we're going to go down with me leaving every little bit of energy that I had on the floor and just try to do it on both ends. I still made some critical plays as far as bad plays. Late in the fourth, a couple turnovers, a couple mistakes. But I can live with those mistakes when I know I gave it my all tonight, and we live to see another day.
He came in with a roar, 20 points after the Spurs took a 71-58 lead with 3:50 left in the third. Ray Allen forced an overtime by draining a three-pointer with 5.2 seconds left in regulation. Here's San Antonio coach Greg Popovich on what San Antonio has to do to get ready for Game 7.
Get them on a bus, and it arrives at the ramp over here. We get off the bus, we go on the court, and we play. That's how we get them ready.
On now to Bombers baseball, Brazos Valley was able to get on the board first in the third when center fielder Blake Kopetsky was able to get on base with an error, later brought in on a sack fly by Horacio Correa III. The Bombers couldn't manage much more in offense, and the Woodlands won 4-2. Here's Bombers coach Kurt Dixon.
You got to give credit to their starter. He did a good job keeping us off balance. Threw strikes all night. We were in his counts, and really worked us on the outer half, and gave us trouble.
Bombers are back at home Saturday to face Victoria. First pitch at 7:05. This comes from KBTX. Mike Mullins resigned as the head football coach at Harker Heights yesterday. Mullins has accepted the offer as offensive coordinator under Lee Fedora in Navasota. Mullins' resignation is effective on June the 30th. The United States remains atop their conference lead in the World Cup qualifying rounds with the six teams in the division. They had a 1-0 win yesterday over Honduras in Utah. Josie Altidore tallied in the 73rd minute, giving him goals in four straight international matches. North Carolina knocked LSU out of the College World Series yesterday to advance with a 4-2 win. In Major League Baseball, Matt Dominguez hit a grand salami and drove in a career-high 5 runs last night, and
1-0 to Pena. That's drilled down a right field line. Ball is curving. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. A 3-run home run for Carlos Pena.
Between Dominguez and Pena, they rattled up 7 runs and finally ended up beating the Milwaukee Brewers 10-1.
Brewers 0-2 with a walk, a shot up the middle, back a second, backhand. Sogard a jump throw to first on a hop. It's dug out by Moss, and the A's have won it.
Brandon Moss and Jason Jasso homered last night in the Oakland Athletics, 1-6-2 over the Rangers. Gerard Parker limited Texas to 2 runs and 3 hits over 7 innings to improve to 4-0 in his last 5 starts. Yu Darvish fell to 0-2 in his last 6 starts despite striking out 10 batters. By the way, the Rangers have placed infielder Jeff Baker on a 15-day disabled list and optioned rookie Chris McGinnis to the minors. Baker sprained his thumb after a high five with a teammate bent his thumb back to his wrist. In the NFL, Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez has been questioned by police and his home has been searched as part of a homicide investigation in northern Massachusetts, according to reports from SI and ABC News. ABC News also reported that Hernandez was uncooperative with authorities and had 2 associates of the Patriots tight end tried to leave but were detained. And SI source also added that Hernandez is not believed to be a suspect, but a vehicle rented in his name has emerged as a key piece of evidence in the investigation. And finally, after Mirian Hossa missed Game 3 with an upper body injury and was listed day-to-day, Blackhawks coach Joel Quenneville said that Tuesday that Hossa is, quote, likely to play, end quote. He'll be in Game 4. Chicago trails Boston, by the way, 2-1 in the Stanley Cup Finals. That's your sports. It's all brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
At RV Station's huge pre-4th of July sale in Bryan, they make it easy to take your family camping. Why a pre-4th of July sale, you ask? Because you might actually want to use your new camper on Independence Day. Now through July the 4th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. At the huge pre-4th sale, get a 2013 Puma 28BHS bunkhouse. This one's got all the options for you, folks. It's just $18,995. Stock number is 1546. If a motorhome is more your style, get a brand new Jayco Red Hawk Class C double slider. This will allow you to travel in style, and you take $19,500 off MSRP. It's just $67,995. The stock number is 2340. Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Check them out online at rvstationonline.com. Take a vacation at RV Station. Your family fun starts right there. Visit rvstationonline.com today.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
If you're a current hearing aid user, now is the time to upgrade. Through the end of June, Audible Hearing Centers is offering rebates of up to 100% trade-in value on your old hearing aids off the MSRP when you upgrade to the newest digital technology. Don't miss your chance to upgrade your hearing aid and receive up to 100% trade-in value on your old hearing aids at Audible Hearing Centers. Space and appointments limited, so call now. 779-3070, 779-3070, or visit audiblehearing.com.
2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, after a while, the same old dollar menu at McDonald's gets old. They're trying something new, okay? And there are only so many McDoubles or vanilla soft serves that you could eat before you start wishing for some choices, right?
Sure.
Here we go. They are testing the dollar menu and more lineup, and one item being tested would be the Southwest Burger, featuring, as they would say, their beef patty topped with tortilla chips.
Plus, I can see that could be interesting.
Barbecue sauce and cheddar processed cheese.
That will make the chips soggy.
It will.
Well, not if you eat it quickly.
That's what I was about to say, but if you eat fast, it'll be just fine.
Think about it. Tacos do okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know about Siri, right? I mean, if you have an Apple device, right? Apple has updated Siri on both the iOS 6 and the iOS 7-powered iPhones, iPads, iTouches to offer more appropriate responses to possible suicide risks.
Yikes.
And now the personal assistant offers to call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline for its user. It used to be that Siri provided users with locations for suicide prevention centers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say locations for suicide.
No, if any were found, but it did not offer to contact them. In fact, in a YouTube title talking about Siri and talking about suicide, apparently often when you would use a phrase like, I feel suicidal, in the old version, she'd say, I need psychological help. Or if you said, I need psychological help, she said, I found 10 most.